Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With many workplaces reopening, a new set of challenges is emerging. That is, what are the protocols for workers or employees who are fully vaccinated versus those who are not vaccinated? And the most striking example of these two sets of rules or two classes of employees comes from the National Football League, which recently released a set of rules and protocols for players and coaches who are vaccinated and those who are not. And the protocols, or really the restrictions on those who are not vaccinated, are quite glaring. Here are just a couple of the restrictions the NFL is putting on players who choose not to be vaccinated. They will be prohibited from having meals with their vaccinated teammates. They will be subject to daily COVID testing and mask wearing in the team facility. They will be banned from participating in social media and marketing and sponsorship opportunities off the field. They will be banned on attending indoor concerts or other entertainment events. And they will have significant restrictions when traveling, including required isolation in team hotels and relegation to a separate team plane on road trips. Vaccinated players will face none of these restrictions. This will effectively create two teams within a team, the team of vaccinated players who really can just enjoy life as normal and the workplace as normal, and non-vaccinated players who will really only practicing and playing in the games. Everything else, they'll be sort of relegated to their own side of the team. And anecdotal reports from the National Football League report that not all teams are fully vaccinated. In fact, most of them, probably all of them, are not going to be fully vaccinated by the time the season starts. While these are really striking examples from an industry and a workplace that's not the normal, I know that, I wonder if normal, regular workplaces are going to have these same issues. For example, recently Goldman Sachs, the investment bank, required their employees to report their vaccination status, and those employees who are not vaccinated will be required to wear masks inside the Goldman Sachs facilities, while those employees who are fully vaccinated will not be subject to those restraints. We've been following all the return to work issues on the HR Happy Hour show. We'll continue to follow this one. I encourage you to think about, as you welcome employees back into your workplaces, the issues surrounding vaccinated employees and non-vaccinated employees, and how you might have to impose some restrictions just like the NFL did. It's going to be interesting and perhaps contentious as well. We'll continue to report back on the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. Thanks for listening. Remember, all the show archives are at hrhappyhour.net.